Welcome to One Man's Opinion, brought to you by the Elite Fantasy, Fantasy Guru, and EliteSportsBetting.com. And now, here's your host, Jeff Manns.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's another episode. Yes, that's right. A brand new episode of the podcast that's sweeping the nation. After a brief hiatus, we're back and in full effect. This is One Man's Opinion. It's uncensored. It's unfiltered. It is non-apologetic. We roll. We go forward, always barreling over whatever we had. We talk like normal people talk. We're not afraid to take on the tough topics. And that's what this show is all about. Thank you for making us a part of your day, night, evening, weekday, work day, whatever it is. If you've downloaded us from the Google Play Store or iTunes or anywhere else your apps and your podcasts are found, we appreciate you very, very much. I say we because I'm solo on the microphone, but I got my guy Sean Engel behind the scenes. I've got a bunch of folks helping me upload and edit and all that kind of stuff. Actually, we don't do that many edits, to be quite honestly with you, but a lot of folks that make me sound better than I actually am. I am Jeff Manns. You will hear me weekday afternoons on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Channel 87, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right, 3 hours. Now it's Elite Sports in the afternoons. And my co-hosts of Ted Schuster and Ray Flowers and Phil Backert and Sandra Ranello, who also produced the program, we are on there 5 days a week. I am part owner and the chief content officer over at fantasyguru.com. Very proud of all the great content we have over at fantasyguru.com, the largest active community in fantasy sports. Right now, a very special deal that will run out as soon as the Major League Baseball season starts, which is like basically 6 days from when you're listening to this. That is 50% off, half price for the VIP Platinum Package exclusively at fantasyguru.com. Email us, support@fantasyguru.com, if you want that promo code, if you're a new user, or if you're upgrading as well. Helps Ted Schuster will likely be the one responding to you, and he can help you out on what the final cost would be, especially if you're in an upgrade situation. Pretty easy right off the bat, 50% off the regular price over there on fantasyguru.com. So get over there and check that out. I'll talk a lot. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. NCAA tournament, we're locked and loaded. NBA bets, I'm on motherfucking fire right now, folks. I'm just telling you, soaring, soaring, soaring. Money, money, money. Literally, as I sit here, I just cashed a crucial bet. First quarter bet, as a matter of fact. And looking good on 3 other bets for tonight as well. That's currently being played in the NBA as we speak. Offseason NFL, Major League Baseball, DFS, betting, fantasy baseball draft guide. It's all there. Fantasyguru.com. There's nothing we don't do. All right. Also follow me on social media at Jeff_Manns on Twitter, the Jeff Manns, all one word, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Threads, and on Blue Sky, all those different social media outlets. Today, I'm riding solo. I've got a lot to talk about. I'll discuss a little bit. What have I been off? 2 weeks now. Really do appreciate all you who go back in. And anytime there's a break in the action, as they say, people like it, you get unsubscribed and you get like they forget to download you. It does massive damage to the podcast numbers every time we do this. But face it, folks, I'm getting a little older. I need a break every now and then. And I was traveling, as a matter of fact, had a good time going back to my native land in Chicago, had my nephew's wedding, just a wonderful time. Spent 5 or 6 days out there, my old stomping grounds. When I say my old stomping grounds, I legit had an Airbnb in my old neighborhood, right? Not my original neighborhood, not the South Side. When I moved out to the burbs when I was a teenager, same exact fucking floor plan was the same. Right. So like, remember, this is an uncensored podcast. So AirPods, noise canceling headphones, get the kitties out of the car. I may shit on your favorite players, teams, political candidates, all that bullshit. I'm going to talk like people talk, not like, you know, we have to talk on fucking Twitter or Facebook and we have to be nice. You can't say that. You're going to be canceled. Fuck that. Don't like it. Download the show. That's all I got to say. If you can't fucking put your feelings aside or be confident enough for your own beliefs, then go fuck yourself. That's my thought on all that. So that's how we roll here. But yeah, man, I had a great time out there doing the wedding. Now, for those who may not have known this, I got ill, like had some lower stomach pains. I was in the hospital on Tuesday night before, or no, Monday night before my Wednesday trip. So I was not feeling good going into it. Thank God that that all cleared up, you know, on the plane or after the plane, because that was a disaster waiting to happen. I didn't just attend the wedding. I had the unique opportunity to be the officiant. It's my second time officiating a wedding. I really appreciate my nephew and his new bride trusting me to do that. Quite frankly, they didn't give me much guidance at all, which I don't know if it was just like, oh, Uncle Jeff's going to do a fine job, no problem. You know, and I think that's what my nephew tells people, but I don't know, man. Sometimes as you guys who've listened to this podcast or the radio show know over the last 14 years, some shows I could hit it out of the park. I don't think I'd lasted this long if I didn't. Some shows I'll wet the bed. They're terrible. So, you know, trusting me at the wedding, it really did stress me out. I was really stressed about it. It's not stress like other people feel. I'm not nervous about talking in front of crowds or in front of people. Like, none of that bothers me at all. That's easy. It's I don't want to let anybody down. And it's a big day. And, you know, you just felt like, oh, boy, am I going to let these people down? Evidently, I did a good enough job. Even without that much guidance, they had a good time. And I'll tell you guys what I did that I think was pretty fun. My nephew grew up again. I became an uncle at age 6. I had a nephew born in 1983, another nephew born in 1984. The three of us basically grew up together because I was around my sister a lot. I was a built-in babysitter. I used to spend summers, spring break, winter break, summer break. I would always spend at my sister's house babysitting my younger nephews. You know, I was changing diapers at 6 years old. I mean, it's one of those things that it did kind of suck. Not gonna lie, like I had to grow up very fast, very quickly, because I'm the youngest of 5, and my sister's was, 12 and a half, 13 years older than me. So that's the closest sibling I have, despite my oldest brother's 19 years older than me, right? He's in his mid-60s. Everybody's retiring, and here I am, you know, my mid-40s. It's a wild family dynamic, but my parents were done with kids at that point. They were much, you know, they had their grandkids at that stage. So I was kind of forced to grow up very fast and do things like babysit at 6, 7, 8 years old, change diapers, you know, cook, clean, do all those adult things when I was very young. That part sucked. What didn't suck is the closeness and the bond between me and my older nephews in particular, because we really did grow up together. Now, the nephew that got married wasn't born till 1991. Now, by that time, I'm 14. And my other nephews were about my age at that. You know, they were 6, 7, 8 or whatever years old, 7 and 8 years old, I think, respectively, by the time my third nephew was born. And that nephew, so it was always, you know, the older ones, and we'd always pick on the younger guy. He always tailed the three of us behind. And in particular, he got way into Barney, the purple dinosaur back in those days. And I'll never forget, he had a blanket he called Barnes. That there's a rumor that says he still has the blanket. I cannot confirm nor deny such a thing now in his mid-30s, but we'll take it for what I do remember is having to watch these fucking videos all the time. Rewind the video. Can't sleep without the video. Got to sing the song. So I decided at the end of the ceremony, I was not going to pronounce the man and wife until we sang the Barney song. So I had the entire room and the church area sing, "I love you, you love me, we're a happy family," with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you, "don't you say you love me too." Then I pronounced the man and wife, and that seemed to be a big hit, and I think most of the people liked it. It was fun. It was a great group of people. I cannot say enough of the life my nephew and his wife have built. Again, mid-30s, no kids. Their friends are very close. They're have a little dog named Nova. And it's just, you know, it's really great. And it was awesome going back and seeing, because like my sister divorced his dad. So like my sister's been married twice. My oldest nephew's had one father. My younger nephew had a different father. And it's fascinating because the fantasy angle of this, fantasy sports, it was that younger nephew's dad that when my sister started dating him after got a divorce, I mean, again, she's had kids real young. You guys could do the math, right? She was pretty fucking young having the first two kids, got married young. It didn't work out. And I'm proud to say, holy shit, what? You know, you hear a lot of horror stories about family dynamics, and this is to all my dads out there, stepdads out there. You guys have no idea how important you are. You really need to carry the water. You really need to be there for your kids. Even if it doesn't work, your ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whoever you had kids with, like, don't be an absentee. And man, did my sister get lucky with two guys who, you know, eventually the marriage has ended, but were really there and good dads. You know what I mean? Like really good fathers. And it's impressive to see it. The second one that I was pretty damn close. I ended up working with him for years in the government, at the Postal Service and shit back when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. He's the one that brought me into fantasy football. He taught me fantasy football. And like 1986, 1987, Stratomatic, fantasy football. And there was those nephews and my brother-in-law, ex-brother-in-law now, they were the ones that taught me and started playing in 1988 in our four-man league, me, my brother-in-law, my two oldest nephews. That was fantasy football. They brought me into this. Who knew? None of us would have ever thought this was going to someday be my full-time job. It's crazy, but it was nice to go back to see all of them. I don't get to see them nearly as often. Don't get to see my nephews, none of them as much as I would like, even though one of them, Mike, shout out to Mike if he's listening. Mike will always come out. He's the one with Jameson. You know, guys hear me talk to Jameson, the phone caller, J-Man and his kids that we're very close to, and he'll visit enough. I need to visit more. Don't hold me to that, Mike, but I felt like kind of an asshole, to be honest with you. I'm like, God damn it. Like, why do I really need to visit more? I need to be out there more. You get trapped in your own fucking life and you don't realize, like, God damn, fucking 7 years have passed since I've moved away. But it was great to see the family. I think everything went well. It was great to see everybody. Stay in my old stomping grounds. I went to where my kids grew up in the far western burbs, where my daughters and son went to school. We saw our old house. Actually, it's funny. We went and saw both the houses that I used to live in with my wife and my family. And then we went to my childhood homes, both houses in the burbs, in the southern suburbs of Chicago, where I grew up. And then we went to my wife's house for her. In three of the five houses we went and visited, I took pictures, but the owners came out and yelled at us or followed us. And one of them recorded us. Like, you know, I had a big old blacked out Escalade that I had rented from the airport or whatever. And I didn't try to rent an Escalade. I rented an SUV and they gave me a fucking $150,000 Escalade, which is amazing. And that was pretty cool. So we must have looked like we're government or something. But good. And in the neighborhoods that I grew up in, it's good to see they haven't changed. These motherfuckers were on me. I mean, they fucking, one lady walked around the corner, started like jogging after the car. Like, it was fucking crazy. And I'm like, oh shit. And I don't blame them one iota. It was my fault. But it was nice to see the stomping grounds. Funny, any of you ever go back to your old neighborhoods? They always look small. To me, felt like they were so much bigger, right? Like, I just, it's one of those things you go back, you're like, wow, this is such a small neighborhood, such a small area, that it's just fucking wild when you really think about it. So, you know, it was cool to see that, cool to go back. That's why I missed some time. And then I didn't feel great coming back either. The 3-hour show has been a lot more on Sirius XM. It's been a lot more work than, you know, trying to cover three sports a day as well, football, baseball, basketball, now college basketball, it's a tough road. And last week, I couldn't make it work. Illness, stomach illness was bothering me. Luckily, I'm past that. If you guys don't know, I did have intestinal cancer back in 2017. So anytime I have an intestinal issue, it hits you a little bit harder, and I got to be a little more careful than most people would. You know, it's not just a tummy ache. You know, it's something. It could be something bigger. So I had to take care of myself there. Let's get into. I want to talk a little fantasy baseball. Don't tune out. I got plenty of Justin Fields talk. Fuck, it's crazy how little interest there is in fantasy baseball right now. It's fucking crazy. Like, it's just not something that is, it is fewer and fewer and fewer people are playing fantasy baseball than ever before. And it's mesmerizing to me. And if you're listening to this show, probably not you, but on the whole, it's quite discouraging. I do understand it. I've talked about it for years, the problems of fantasy baseball, why they don't endear themselves to the common sports fan, the baseball fan. They don't, you know, everything that's in a 5x5 roto, you know, fucking, you know, long ass 9-month season bullshit. Like that's just fucking dinosaur type of playing style, right? It's just a fucking dinosaur like playing style. And it's not catching on with the general population. And that's unfortunate. It really is. And it's a bummer. But at the same time, I can't blame people. I can't blame people for saying, yeah, this is just, it's boring, or it's just not what, you know, they're looking for. You know, I really get it. I understand that. So I, of course, am not some little bitch. I'm not going to sit here and just take it. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I guess that's what it is. Wah, wah, wah. No, we've done something. And I think it's okay to talk about now. I've been keeping it hush hush, but it's a newer thing. And number one, I do want to welcome in a new sponsor of the One Man's Opinion podcast. That's right. RTSports.com. Real-time sports, RT Sports. I have known RT Sports since they started, I think in 08. I've legitimately worked with these guys, these fellas, for years and years and years. And we've had partnerships and sponsorships before. I've played on their service hundreds of times. I've won some real money on their sites. I have some funny stories about their early days. And I'll tell you a story. I shouldn't tell the story. This is not RT Sports now, but I think it was 2010, 2009, 10, 11, somewhere around there. I won a postseason contest on their site. And it was big money. I don't know. It was $8,000-$9,000. It was a lot of fucking money. I mean, then I was like, holy shit, it was my biggest win in a long time. Right? They mailed me an honest to God check. A real fucking, like a check with the owner's name on it and everything else. Like, it was one of the most, it was weird, right? Not like a big novelty check that I won from FanDuel or Fantasy Feud back when I won, you know, $350,000, but just a like $8,000 check, personal check, just mailed out to the house. It was a surreal thing. So I've been with them a long time. I've known them a long time. And why we're doing a sponsorship for fantasyguru.com and RT Sports is I think that, number one, it's a great time to do it. You see them, RT Sports is doing stuff that other companies and services simply refuse to do, and that's evolve and change. Now, you'll see a lot of the SiriusXM drafts, the draft boards are all courtesy of RTSports.com. Right? You see all that. So they're always doing things like that. And they do that free of charge. They don't, trust me, there's a lot of like inside business dealings that I'm aware of.
of other companies always trying to fucking listen. Everyone wants to stay in business. We all got to pay our people, of course. No one's getting filthy rich, you know, off of this shit. There's just not, especially in modern era. But RT Sports does this kindness of their heart and, you know, exposure to the brand and all that. And it's really good. The thing I'm excited about is this. They have launched a brand new host of baseball leagues. And what's exciting to me is that they have a ton of them, and they built a couple that are specifically for us. And I can't promise just Fantasy Guru members will only get in, because it is free to everybody out, and they're a business, so I understand. But here's what I'm getting at. Here's something I'm going to do on the SiriusXM show and Fantasy Guru members and everything else. I don't want to interfere with people playing season-long fantasy baseball. I don't want to interfere with any of that. I love seasonal fantasy baseball. I really do. I have the mindset for it, but I recognize when the audience doesn't. What I'm excited about doing, I'm going to focus this season every day on the Elite Sports Show. We are going to do a home run derby for baseball. We're going to have a contest that's the whole week long with prizes. Now, listen to this shit. I can't give away prizes on SiriusXM. There's the fucking legal department has to like sign contracts and all this bullshit. It's fucking crazy. So it's going to have to be social media, Discord rooms at fantasyguru.com, but we'll track it. And RT Sports has agreed, and they've already launched their Home Run Showdown. Now, Home Run Showdown is available to you right now. You go in and draft anytime you want, and it's just groups of four. It's all you need to four people to draft a league, right? And it's all about home runs. That's it. There's no other stat categories. There's no other things to worry about. There's no roster moves or any of that kind of shit. It is just home runs. And during the season, they're going to have daily and weekly home run showdowns for us as well. So excited about that. We're going to focus on home runs. We're going to bet the home runs. We're going to play home run showdown on rtsports.com. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to win some money because we're going to focus on that category on the regular basis. It's a way. The important thing to me about having a 3-hour show and SiriusXM trusting us to expand the program on their network is that we need to help you win. I recognize it with our users. I recognize it with the listeners. You want to win something, right? Everything's more expensive. Everything's fucking, you know, it's shrinkflation and inflation and all the flations. We need more money. So why not do this while we can win money overall, right? So that's what we're going to be doing. I'm very excited. I can't announce it on the SiriusXM airwaves yet, but I feel like the podcast folks, you guys could tune in. And obviously, you're welcome to join it as well. If you're a member of fantasyguru.com or follow me on Twitter or whatever, y'all can get in too. I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to shun people either. But obviously, we'll have content built around these as well. And by the way, RT Sports has regular 5x5 roto, AL only, NL only, mixed leagues. You know, they have all those fantasy baseball leagues as well. They've got a ton of best ball, including their own. I think it's called there's a draft and hold, and then there's a dime best ball, $10 best ball, optimized for mobile. So you could use it, you know, from your phone, you could draft in real time. There's the best ball championship as well with a $10,000 top prize, top 50 finishers win money, league prizes, right? So that's best ball. So none of this is you have to make roster moves or you have to pay attention. This is what we do to win money now to set ourselves up to win more money during football season. That's the way I look at it. Let's face it. Most of us want to win money during football season. That's what we're geared towards. But we need a bigger chip stack. In poker, you need to win. You can't just sit and wait everybody out while the blinds get higher because then somebody else is winning these pots and they have a bigger chip lead than you and they could push you around when you have marginal cards. The bigger your bankroll is heading into baseball season, the better you're going to perform. The less pressure you're going to feel, the more return you're going to make. No different than any other investment. You want to make a lot, invest in the S&P 500, great. If you put a dollar in there, you're going to get 10 cents, right? You put $100,000 in there, you're going to earn $1,000. Pretty good return. You know, you'll get that return from it. Do you want a dime or do you want a grand? Like, what do you prefer? That's why we do NBA bets. We don't fucking lose either, motherfuckers. Let me fucking tell you this shit. I know I've had bad streaks in NBA, and my fucking NBA people over at the site fantasyguru.com, they know. I get pissed. I will not fucking lose. It's not going to happen. I will work my ass off to, I will find a way for us. And if you tail me, and if you tail our team and our crew over at Fantasy Guru, we don't fucking lose, man. Now, do we win the most money? Do we win $100,000? Listen, I've got well over multiple millions of dollars in winnings across DFS and betting over the last 15 years. Multiple millions of dollars. Okay. I have gotten rich, not from doing this work, mind you. I have gotten rich because I've won it. That is what has happened. And I'm not saying that I will win $1 million this year. I'm not going to. I probably will not risk enough to win a million. I don't play in millionaire makers and shit like that anymore. So I don't do that. But it's very solid, reliable. I don't know what degree and what timing element you guys can't play on Wednesdays or you can't play on weekends or something. I don't know any of that. We cannot control the timing element of it. But you stay with us for the long haul, we're going to fucking win. And RT Sports has stepped in, created contests that I know we can win, that we can outperform the competition, and that are going to be hella fun to play all season long. So thank you. Welcome, rtsports.com. Couple of, if you use, go to rtsports.com, use the promo code FANTASYGURU, all one word, boom, 50% deposit match, even if you've used the site before. So for a lot of us, because they've been around so long, if you're a new customer there, you know, that's fantastic, right? Deposit some cash, you know, go $100, get that $50, play with that shit for a while. It's new and existing users, promo code fantasyguru.com, and there's just a shit ton of baseball leagues. They're triple play fantasy baseball, the best ball championship leagues. They have big leagues and the home run showdown, which is the one that I'm going to be playing as well. They've got draft masters, like those super fast, you know, just draft over and over and over again type of leagues. They got dynasty leagues that they run through. They do have a ton of football. I don't know if this could go into for football. I'm assuming this relationship lasts. I hope it does, because I've been friends and very nice. I've loved RT Sports for a very long time. And, you know, I'll say this final thing before I get into a lot of football talk and Justin Fields and all that. The older I get, the more nostalgic I get. You heard me talk about my hometown. You heard me talk about my former brother-in-law and my nephews and people that mean so much to me over the years. It also means a lot to me, all of our customers, all of our members at the site, the listeners, and people that I've known in the industry. I think the fantasy sports industry is going through a massive hard time right now. You guys are going to not believe how many companies are going to go under in the next 2 to 4 months. Like, there is a serious collapse happening across fantasy sports. And that's a real shame to see. It's just awful. And a lot of good people are already out of work. More people are about to be out of work, right? Not here. Easy. All my, all of our employees here are like, what the fuck? What happened? They're all going to be texting me. What the fuck? Everybody's good. We're all good. We're good here. Mostly because we got a great customer base. Yeah, right? I mean, that's just the truth. And we don't screw people over and everything else. Not that others do. I'm not saying, but it's really good for us. I want to align myself with companies that have the same views that I do. I'm not talking political or religious or any bullshit. I want new games. Fantasy baseball has become a disaster and a near impossibility for the common person to play. Nobody's interested in playing 9 month fucking 29 round, 5 hour draft. This is just shit that doesn't catch on with the modern equivalency. But Home Run Derby is going to be hella fun. Best ball is hella fun. And RT Sports is all about that. They're like, what do you think your people want? And that's another thing. They ask me what you want. So you can tell, when you tell me, when you call me or hit us up in our Discord room or whatever, you tell me, hey, I love fucking, I'll play best ball leagues. Fuck it. I'll sit down, bang out a draft while I'm watching the NCAA tournament or whatever. Fuck yeah. Then I could tell them that. And the fact that they listen to me when I say that, this has been coming for about a month. We've been dilly-dallying, you know, kind of, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. We were looking for a place that would do home run derbies, and RT Sports has been very nice to us. They ran our Elite Mafia leagues last year. And then they're like, oh yeah, we can create though. Yeah, we'll do that right now. And they had it up in days. I'm talking like over the weekend, they fucking did it. It's just like, holy shit. That's what I'm talking about. The opportunity to play and to design contests that are fun for all of us, that all of us can easily understand, easily follow, and win fucking money. That is what we're about. So I'm super excited about that. So please do support them. RTSports.com, promo code Fantasy Guru. Let them know, hey, you know, you're a Fantasy Guru member, or you're a One Man's Opinion listener, or Elite Sports listener. What do you got for us? You know, deposit a little bit of cash, play a little bit on their site, give them, you know, treat them right, because this is a company that's doing the right thing, you know, and really at the forefront of doing it and marketing themselves to all of us, the players, which I know the majority of these companies do not. They don't give a single fuck about us. In fact, the more we like something, the more they fucking hate something. All of them, the DFS companies, you know, late swap, fuck you. Oh, you want alternate odds on rebounds? Nah, fuck you. You want to change? You want daily roster moves in fantasy baseball? Go fuck yourself. That's what I get that constantly. I play large amounts of cash on some of these sites, and I could not feel more disrespected. So that's why it's important to support companies like RT Sports. So there you go. Let's get into it. Thank you for letting me vent a little bit on all of that. FantasyGuru.com draft guide. It is available, by the way. I want everybody to the Fantasy Baseball Draft Guide, just a ton. Our DFS product and our, I should say right now, if you're going to be with us for DFS and betting, you got to get in now, because that early bird, the early bird for the seasonal has already ended. The early bird for DFS and they've marked down the entire package, the overall package for baseball. That's still under the early bird too. And that's not going to last very long. So again, get that DFS package, the gaming package. Get that shit right fucking now. And you will be very happy that you did, because DFS I won those baseball. That's what made my mark, $100,000 in the Fantasy Baseball Championship. Umpire reports, bullpen reports, smash, data that you can't get anywhere else. Make sure you're taking advantage of that. NCAA tournament coming up as well. Excited about that. McNeese State is my team. One of my only future bets I will do this whole time. I will do the entire... I'll bet McNeese State to go to the Sweet 16 plus 710 right now. They are going to the Sweet 16. Mark my words on that. Really like that squad. They play tough defense, great guard play. They steal the basketball. They don't allow a lot of points. Everything you need to make a run, McNeese State does. And oh, by the way, they lost three games all fucking year. So yeah, pretty freaking good. And so that's my big team there. We've got our entire NCAA tournament package available to you over at fantasyguru.com. Ted Schuster, you guys know, it's my best friend. I took pictures of his old house, you know, where he was. I went and visited Ted while I was out there and his lovely kids. And, you know, that's another one that got me emotional because, like, damn, I missed a lot of time with those kids. You know, we used to take vacations together and all that. And now, you know, time passes. It's like, oh, shit. You know, kind of sucks that all of our kids are adults now and things have moved so fast. But I'm not afraid to criticize Schuster. And that motherfucker is, he will never admit, but he is one of the most homerish. He hates Homer fans, but he's a fucking homer. So like Iowa Hawkeyes, and they're in it. This year, Ted Schuster has been so lights out in college basketball betting, it's not even funny. Dude is 60 games over 500 on the season, right? And I'm talking about like 500 bets. Sick, over 60%, almost 80 units. That's fucking insanity. College basketball. Now he's got the tournament guide. We're going to have bets for every single game of the tournament, every single one. Player props, sides, totals, parlays, the whole enchilada. So pretty cool. Very excited about that. And Iowa is not in the NCAA tournament. They're in the NIT. So Ted has no distractions. There's no hating the Big Ten teams that beat Iowa or rooting against the team because he doesn't want Iowa to play him. All these little things that usually give him hiccups are not going to be a problem. And I would put my money on him over any sports handicapper out there right now. Right. And I'm not just, I usually shit on Ted more than often than anything else. You know, I do. I call it like I see it. So that's a cool thing too. All right, let's get into fantasy football. Free agent recap. I mean, dive into it. All right, let's talk Justin Fields. I'm not going to screw. I'm not going to do what y'all think I'm going to do. Go fucking crazy. Chicago Bears butchered this one. And what bothers me the most is that so many people honestly believe that because certain teams in the league, and maybe it's every team in the league that didn't value Justin Fields. Maybe that's it. I don't believe that to be true. But let's say because the Bears only got a 6-round pick, that's his true worth, and that's it. That's could not be more wrong. I pointed out all the different times, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, how many quarterbacks does the consensus NFL have to be wrong about before you realize they don't fucking know? Lamar Jackson, right? Russell Wilson was a 3rd-round pick. Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. How about that one? Will Levis not in the 1st round. How about that? How about Dak Prescott, 4th-round pick? No? 2nd-round pick for Hurts, as I mentioned. Jared Goff, everyone thought, oh, he's dust. He's nothing because Matt Stafford was traded. Goff was thrown in only because of contract. The Lions would lose all their games and trade for a quarterback or draft a quarterback. It's exactly what you fucking said. Jordan Love, stupid draft pick, dumb. Why would they ever draft Jordan Love and not give Aaron Rodgers weapons? Remember all you fucks saying that? I do. Fucking lying motherfuckers. Baker Mayfield, dog shit, terrible. First, he was great, and then he was dog shit, terrible, awful. Now he's great again because he gets $30 million. Brock Purdy, 7th-round pick, last pick of the entire draft. Geno Smith was out of football, came back, now gets $30 million. How many wrongs do you have to see before you say, you know what, maybe just because the NFL wouldn't pay a premium? How many times do you have to see that maybe they're not right? because they're not right. I'll tell you, I know it's difficult. The hardest part is, I don't know if it's because Justin Fields is black. You know, there's a race element here that I definitely think plays into it. I don't know who it matters to or who it doesn't matter to. I really don't. You know, I just think that I know it matters. Because when Kirk Cousins gets $180 million from the Falcons at 35 years old, he's going to be 36 this year. 36, torn Achilles. None of y'all say shit. You guys think, oh, yeah, what are you going to do, Kirk Cousins? Fuck that. That's stupid. Good for the Vikings not paying $180 million. It may work out. I think it's a good signing for the Falcons. I don't hate it. It's an upgrade. At least they got a quarterback, unlike the Raiders. Minshew's fine. The Broncos don't have anybody. Patriots don't have anybody. Commanders really don't have anybody. Right? At least they got somebody. I'll give them that credit. But you guys have no problem with that? And you can really think that Justin Fields is worse than a torn apart 36-year-old Kirk Cousins? Crazy. You're just wrong and crazy. I understand that Kirk Cousins has put up better numbers. But here's the problem. It's with any argument, you're not being real. Because with Justin Fields, you know it's about his rushing ability. Everybody knows that. He is not a bad passer, no matter what people want to say. Justin Fields has one real problem. It's a big one. Doesn't get rid of the ball quick enough. Takes too many sacks. Not even a question. That's a real problem. That is a problem, however, that can be coached out. That can be schemed out. Notice Chicago has had dog shit for coaches since he's been there. First year there, what the fuck happens? Matt Nagy, terrible. Bill Lazor, hurry up offense that doesn't even fucking, starts Andy Dalton half the weeks, then trades everybody away, bottoms out the team. Here, Justin, here you go. Oh, okay. So he loses a ton of games. Second season, first year, Matt Eberflus, Luke Getsy's dog shit. Good luck with that, Raiders. Absolutely nobody to throw the ball to. Absolutely no offensive line help whatsoever. What happens? Justin Fields struggles throwing the football and eventually finds his way running the football. He eventually finds his way there, right? That's what happens. Next thing you know, he's running for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns, right? More than 90% of the running backs in the NFL. And then last year, what did he do? Better completion percentage, 62% completions, 2,500 rushing yards, 16-9 touchdown interception ratio, which is a big improvement. He cut his interception percentage from 3.5 to 2.4. His yards per completion stayed about the same, 11.7, 11.5. Quarterback rating went up. QBR went up. Took more sacks. That was a bummer. Justin Fields was ninth in the MVP voting in 2022, and the Bears were 3-12, by the way. Chew on that for a second, will you? He was ninth in MVP. That's how impressive he was. When's the last MVP top 10 that you can remember got traded for nothing? You're all wrong about it. That's all I got to say. You'll see. It'll play out well for him in Pittsburgh. I'm glad he went to Pittsburgh. I believe in him. I'm not a Bears fan saying this. I'm an analyst saying it. And it's heartbreaking from a Bears fan standpoint to lose Justin Fields, but it's absolutely fantastic for the kid that I know. He went to an organization that is very, very good and will do right by him. You know, Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback this year and then give way to Fields. They'll likely have to take that fifth year. You know, they'll see what they have in him. And if Russ starts the whole season, by the way, they will bring Fields. They will likely refuse here's the way it's going to go. They'll reject. They have to actually make this decision quick. Now, they'll probably pick up the fifth year option. They'll probably pick up the fifth year option, but then they will renegotiate the contract to make him the starter for like about that rate, the $20 million a year range, $15 to $20 million. That's what they'll commit to him for 3-4 years at that rate. And Fields will say, fuck it. I'll do it to stay here on a winning organization with a great defense and good coaches and all that. And his career is going to flourish. Pittsburgh Steelers got to an AFC title game with Cordell Stewart slash, remember, playing multiple positions, you know? So he's going to be fine. Where does this leave the Bears? They're going to draft Caleb Williams, most likely. I'd say it's 92%. We've got to see the pro day coming up here shortly on which quarterback they officially go with, but it's going to be Caleb Williams. All right, Caleb's got good tools, right? The thing about Caleb Williams is he's not as big as you think he is. His arm isn't as talented as you think he is. His moxie is good, but doesn't always channel it in the right way. It's really going to be very much up to the guy from Seattle, Shane Waldron, new coordinator, to develop Caleb Williams. I'll tell you, that trade of Keenan Allen was fucking straight up bananas. That was a great trade. What a fantastic fucking trade that was. That was tremendous. So you bring Caleb Williams into Chicago with, which by the way, they go get Cole Shelton, right? And Ryan Bates. Those two, they need a center. Those two are going to compete to see which one plays center. Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright already bookend tackles. Nate Davis blocked for Derrick Henry 2,000-yard season, was great run blocking last year when healthy. This offensive line was a top 8 unit. All right. This defensive line was a top 5 unit the second half of the season. Secondary was the number 1 unit in football the second half of the season. Yes. No shit. Surprise. And they went out and got free safety Kevin Byard, all pro. Tyreek Stevenson entering his second year. Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, Jalen Johnson, who they re-signed. This defense all of a sudden is very good. The Bears add DeAndre Swift. They got Roschon Johnson, Khalil Herbert already. They add, for some reason, Gerald Everett. Already had Cole Kmet. They now have weapons. What we constantly talk about, where a young and inexperienced quarterback is only as good as his surrounding elements, you now have tremendous surrounding elements here in Chicago for Caleb Williams. Now, I would have preferred keeping Justin Fields because all those great elements, the offensive line, everything was great. And then you throw in the ability for Justin Fields to run and make massive plays with his legs. That, to me, that's the golden goose. How does a defense possibly stop that? And to me, that's why you got to stick with that sort of quarterback. The modern quarterback, the Lamar Jacksons. Look, Lamar's not the passer the Fields is. I'm sorry, but he's not. He's in a much better system that is a lot smarter for his skill set. But he can't throw to the outside. Fields can. He's got that arm, great deep ball too. But it's Lamar Jackson, it's like Josh Allen, such a threat that it's the worst case scenario for teams. The ability to run the football with your legs and throw the football. And that's what Patrick Mahomes does so well, even though he's very sneaky at it. Those types of players, give me those over $180 million Kirk Cousins any day of the week. Gardner Minshew, likely he got paid $25 million. From the Raiders. He's going to be their week one starter, I assume, $12.5 million per year over 2 years. Tyrod Taylor got $12 million to back up the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't make any sense. Sam Darnold going to be the starter in Minnesota, possibly. Vikings have pick 11. That's not high enough to get a quarterback. Who the fuck are the Vikings going to get? Caleb's going to be off the board. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy. Four quarterbacks. So is it going to be Bo Nix, Michael Penix? Are they going to wait? I like Jordan Travis. Nobody else likes Jordan Travis. I like Jordan Travis. Florida State. That's my guy. But again, you don't have to draft Jordan Travis till the later rounds. And by the way, don't forget, that's what everybody, that's what the Steelers also did so well. Everybody else, like the Falcons, and everybody's either overdrafting quarterbacks, forcing these guys into the first round, or overpaying for Kirk Cousins for $1 billion, or Minshew at $25 million, or Darnold at 10, overpaying. Well, the Steelers did none of that. They are going contrarian, and they have all the money to build up their offensive line as they're doing. They have young dual backfield. They have good weapons at wide receiver, even though they did trade Deontay Johnson away. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know who the Vikings are going to end up going with, but it looks like Sam Darnold can throw Justin Jefferson, which is a very big detriment. I've got my updated fantasy football rankings over at fantasyguru.com. Get over there and check those out. Jacoby Brissett, 1 year for the Patriots. Marcus Mariota goes to the Commanders. Neither one of those guys are going to start. Commanders and Patriots both going to draft either May or Daniels each. Flip them, put them wherever you want. Drew Lock gets traded to the Giants. Jameis Winston backs up Deshaun in Cleveland. Mason, well, Rudolph, 1 year deal in Tennessee. Josh Dobbs, 1 year deal in San Francisco. And then Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. The running back, that is crazy. Jacobs gets $48 million from the Packers. Then the Packers do, they cut Aaron Jones and then sign back A.J. Dillon. I liked Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I don't love Jacobs and Dillon. They're kind of the same guy. Both can catch out of the backfield. Both are bigger, stronger, more powerful runners. Right? And by the way, just an FYI, A.J. Dillon is like 4 months or 3 months younger than Josh Jacobs only. Something to think about. Saquon Barkley, the Eagles swoop in, sign him 3 years, $37 million. We at least, the thing about Barkley, it's a good signing for the Eagles. I don't know. It's not a good signing because they overpaid. And the whole getting back at your division rival is stupid. The NFC East is junior high school. All it is a bunch of people trying to fight with each other, and the rest of the league don't give a shit because none of them are any good anyway. Right? Eagles are good, but they choke in the playoffs. They choked last season. They choked in the Super Bowl. So DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Again, good pass catcher for Caleb Williams out of the backfield. An explosive playmaker as well, something that offense needs, even more so without the running ability of Justin Fields now. Tony Pollard to Tennessee, terrible signing. Don't understand that. 3 years, $21 million, awful. Devin Singletary to the Giants is borderline hilarious. One of the worst signings maybe in NFL history. Derrick Henry to Baltimore, 2 years, $16 million. I love it. I absolutely love it. He's a top 12 fantasy running back this season. Antonio Gibson, the Patriots, don't get why they do that. They already had Jamichael Hasty. They already had Ramondre Stevenson. I like Gibson. Really wished he went somewhere else. Eckler to the Commanders. The Washington Commanders have done one of the greatest jobs, under the radar greatest jobs of anybody this offseason. And it's not going to translate to a lot of wins and losses or wins. It's not. What they've done, new GM Adam Peters, new head coach Dan Quinn, new offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, new defense coordinator Joe Witt. This new ownership group, they went out and they brought in Tyler Biadasz, center, formerly of the Cowboys. Zach Ertz, Marcus Mariota, Austin Eckler, Dorrance Armstrong, also with the Cowboys, Bobby Wagner, Cleveland Farrell, blah, Frankie Louvot. Michael Davis, formerly of the Chargers, kind of dog shit, TBH. Anthony Pittman from the Lions. Dante Fowler as well. They brought in a bunch of good football players. And I don't mean they're great at the stages of their career. Good people. leaders, on-field leaders, clubhouse locker room leaders. It's an impressive culture change that they have implemented in Washington. It's not going to translate unless there's some sort of miracle and they sneak into a seven seed in some way. I don't see that happening, but who knows? With a culture like this, though, they have changed 180 degrees in one season. And that organization is to be commended for that, right? Again, not the most talented. A lot of guys past their prime. But now, when you have the second overall pick in the draft, you go into this and you bring in these youngsters, they're going to have to follow what the veteran leaders do. There's a great show on Apple TV called The Dynasty. It's the New England Patriots and Brady and Belichick. And they talk about Drew Bledsoe and how important it was and all the things that the Tom Brady did for like behind closed doors and all the little things going out drinking with Damian Woody and all the offensive linemen, all these things that endeared himself and why he wound up with the job and how all the coaches and everybody rallied around Brady, despite them all really liking Drew Bledsoe. And that's the kind of culture you need in a locker room. That shit's important, man. Very important. So I love that as well. Other low-key, I love Zach Moss. He's going to be the starter in Cincinnati. Aaron Jones goes to Minnesota. It's more explosive than anybody they had in Minnesota last year. Speaking of which, Alexander Mattison signs with the Raiders. I don't care about that. Gus Edwards signs with the Chargers. I like that, even though I strongly believe Blake Corum from Michigan or another running back will be drafted by the Chargers. I don't have any doubts that that is going to happen, right? Dallas Cowboys, they do not have a running back. Rico Dowdle is their current starter. Yikers. Ay caramba on that deal. Wide receivers, this free agency. The most money went to Calvin Ridley and the Titans. I mean, Calvin Ridley said he wanted to go back with the Jaguars, yada, yada, yada. They brought in Gabe Davis for some, I don't know why, they gave Gabe Davis the second most money, $39 million. Calvin Ridley got the most money. 4 years, $92 million by the Titans. That's fucking incredible. Darnell Mooney, $39 million. Gabriel Davis, $39 million. And then Curtis Samuel with the Buffalo Bills, $24 million. Those are the next highest ones. That's crazy shit. That is absolutely bonkers. Now, Mike Evans got more because he stayed with Tampa Bay and all that, but technically never got to free agency. Duvernay got 2 years, $8 million with the Jaguars. Marquise Hollywood Brown. Holy shit. I'm going to love Hollywood Brown this year, y'all. I'm going to love him. I love him with Kansas City. This is a great fit. It's not going to be every week. He's not the new Tyreek Hill, but he is a downfield threat that they need so desperately. Will he drop deep passes? Absolutely, because that's who Marquise Hollywood Brown is. Mike Williams goes to the Jets on a one-year deal. I like it, even though it feels a little superficial. You know, Garrett Wilson's the guy there. Breece Hall is the backbone of the entire offense. Rodgers hasn't played now in 2 years. 40 years old. He's got so many distractions. I don't have a ton of optimism for that offense outside of Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I just don't. But it's still a quality signing for the Jets. That is for sure. Noah Brown stays with Houston. KJ Osborne, the Patriots. I don't get that at all. Doesn't move the needle for me whatsoever. And Keenan Allen, yeah, getting cut and then, or I'm sorry, traded to the Chicago Bears. Another one that's, I think was pretty surprising as well. The other wide receivers, I think that's about it, right? I don't think there's any other massive, am I missing? I don't think I'm missing any, right? I think Gabriel Davis, garbage. Don't want any piece of him in Jacksonville. Absolutely not. Ridley in Tennessee doesn't excite me very much either with Will Levis. It's not bad. It helps Levis. Again, having Hopkins, you needed somebody with some speed because Hopkins just doesn't have anything anymore. Nothing left in that tank. The offensive line, don't ever overlook offensive line signings. Robert Hunt goes to Carolina. Carolina did a pretty good job. They got Damian Lewis, Robert Hunt, you know, two real bookends. Yosh Nijeman, another swing tackle, could play either side. That I think desperately helps a Carolina offensive line that was horseshit 1 year ago. Listen, if you're going to rebuild your organization, your team, doing it through the offensive line is a good idea. You know, that's a real good idea. Austin Corbett and Ikem Ekwonu, solid effort from the Carolina Panthers. That's about all I got from them because the rest, eh. Mike Odawanu for the re-signed with New England Patriots. Jonah Jackson went to the Rams. I thought that was a good pickup. Former Lion, now a member of the Rams, going to help protect that Matt Stafford interior. Lloyd Cushenberry went from the Broncos to the Titans. That's a good run blocker on the interior. Jonah Williams to Arizona. I love that deal. I may like the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, you get an offense lineman, Jonah Williams, and you're going to likely have Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw the ball to, Trey McBride, James Conner. Something's cooking out there in Arizona. I don't mind that whatsoever. So, yeah, those are the majority of the free agent moves. My reactions, don't want to scream and yell about Josh or Justin Fields or anything. It's, you know, I saved these tweets, right? I'll stand by what I say. If I'm wrong, so be it. I will never back away from being wrong. I'll never shy away. I won't pretend it didn't happen. But remember, because Fields is gone, and I think the Bears should have kept Justin Fields, does not mean I don't think Caleb Williams can be successful. If Caleb Williams was with the Bears last two seasons, he'd probably he wouldn't even have gotten a backup job. He'd be Mitch Trubisky. Quite honestly, that's what everybody would think of him. He'd be Mitch fucking Trubisky. But now he's walking into a better situation. If Brock Purdy would have went to the Panthers, and he was a sixth round pick of the Panthers 2 years ago, fucking guy would be in the league. He may get a United Football League backup job. That's where Brock Purdy would be. He fell into a situation with Debo and Ayuk and Kittle and McCaffrey. I mean, your surrounding elements help play up a quarterback. Is it everything? Could it make the shittiest of quarterbacks great? No, it cannot. It's not enough. But if you mix a very average or above average quarterback with a little bit of moxie and you put great playmakers around him, he's going to play. His value is going to shoot way up. He's going to outperform what all of us think. So there you go. All right, folks, I think that episode is in the bag. One man's opinion, number 198. We've got one more left in the tank for this season before we take a brief break and get into it. In the month of April, we'll be discussing fantasy football, Major League Baseball in season. We'll be talking NFL draft. That's going to be hot. It's going to be heavy. I cannot wait. Our offseason guide is live, fantasyguru.com. Remember, get over to fantasyguru.com. Get that VIP platinum. Listen, if you want NCAA alone, baseball alone, draft guide, DFS betting, NBA, NHL package by itself, offseason NFL, that's cool. We offer all those smaller packages for less money. But the VIP Platinum is going, if you are even remotely interested in any of it, if you add all those up, packages are like $1,000, right? Or you can get it for like $300 for the entire year, right? Get everything. And that includes all of our data, all of the shows, the special podcasts, Elite Plus, all the podcasts that we do, the live streams that we do, the Discord, access to every room, including the game time room, the man's cave room, all of the sports, all of the best, horse racing. Get that VIP platinum package, folks. Email us, support@fantasyguru.com. Ted will help you out and hook you up with whatever your needs are. Want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode. Hopefully it was worth the wait, even though I didn't melt down and have a heart attack on air like I almost did on the XM show the other day. Much more passive version this time around. Happy to hit me up at Jeff_Mans on Twitter, the Jeff Mans Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Threads, and Blue Sky. Hit me up in the Manscaped Discord room at fantasyguru.com and tell me what topics you want me to hit up. Do you want me to keep talking football mostly? You want me sprinkling some baseball, basketball, NBA betting, NCAA hoops? Whatever it is, folks, we aim to please here on this podcast. Thanks to my producer, Sean Engel. Thank you to all of you for listening. Please support our partner and sponsor, rtsports.com. Use the promo code FANTASYGURU, all one word, for 50% deposit bonus. Whether you're a new or existing customer, play those home run showdown leagues with us. I'm in several of, I think I'm in three of them already. Best ball, fantasy baseball as well. Win some money, 10 grand up for grabs, rtsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for resubscribing. If it logged you out from before, appreciate you making us taking some time with us. And until next time, everybody, you may disagree with anything or possibly everything that you have heard on this show, and it's perfectly all right, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because it's just one man's opinion. See you next time, everybody. Deuces.